Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of February 12, 2024. A terror attack at Turkey's largest courthouse leaves 3 dead and 5 injured. A jury finds the mother of a Michigan school shooter guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Police neutralize an armed attacker at a Houston church. And an Idaho Senate bill would tie domestic terrorism to foreign group involvement. Let's get into these stories. A February 6 terrorist attack on Turkey's largest courthouse left 3 individuals dead and 5 others injured, including 3 police officers. The assailants opened fire at a security checkpoint at the Çağlayan courthouse in Istanbul as civilians ran for cover. Police responded to the attack and killed the shooters, a man and a woman, who the Interior Minister alleges are members of the Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front, a group that Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated as a terrorist organization. A Turkish news agency reported that the attack may be related to an upcoming court appearance by the elder sister of the female attacker, prompted by her own alleged membership in the terrorist organization. The Turkish Justice Minister said authorities detained 34 individuals following the incident, but did not provide additional information. The attackers previously served jail terms for terror-related offenses. In a landmark trial, a jury voted unanimously on February 6 to convict the mother of a Michigan mass shooter on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. 45-year-old Jennifer Crumbly is the first parent in the United States to be held criminally responsible for a mass shooting that their child committed. Her son, then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly, killed 4 students and injured 7 others at Oxford High School in Michigan on November 30, 2021. Prosecutors discovered text messages indicating that the son, who authorities took into custody shortly after the attack, appeared depressed and was losing touch with reality. However, his parents did not provide him with any help. During a meeting prior to the rampage, both parents met with school officials to discuss disturbing drawings found on his math assignment. The parents neglected to inform officials that Ethan's father, 47-year-old James Crumbly, had recently purchased a gun for their son. Officials permitted the teen to remain in school, and later that day he used the handgun to kill his classmates and a teacher. Jennifer Crumbly faces up to 15 years in prison on each count, and authorities have scheduled James Crumbly's trial for March. 2 off-duty police officers killed a woman who opened fire at Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas on February 11th. 36-year-old Hennessy Yvonne Moreno of Conroe, Texas entered the facility equipped with an AR-15-style rifle, trench coat, and backpack, and began shooting just prior to a Spanish-language mass service. 2 individuals, including a young child who accompanied Moreno, sustained injuries during the attack. During the incident, Moreno claimed she was in possession of a bomb, but authorities did not find any explosives in her vehicle or backpack, or during a search of the facility. Sources briefed on the investigation told reporters that police found a pro-Palestinian message written on Moreno's weapon. According to local authorities, Moreno's motive remains unclear. However, a local judge asked that investigators examine whether the incident constituted a hate crime. The Idaho State Senate passed a bill on January 25th to define domestic terrorism as an act requiring the involvement of foreign terrorist organizations. The approved legislation, S-1220, defines domestic terrorism as activities conducted in cooperation with a foreign terrorist organization and requires a successful criminal prosecution to label an individual as a terrorist. According to the bill's sponsor, Senate Majority Leader Kelly Anthon, the purpose of the legislation is to protect free speech. She says, "You have the right to say things that people don't like. people have a right to assemble and protest the government for their grievances, even if you don't like that group. There's a lot of groups that I don't like, but they have the constitutional right to do it. Anthon said the motivation behind the bill was the government's suspicion towards parents who voiced their objections to policies at school board meetings during the COVID-19 pandemic. S-1220 opponents expressed concern about connecting domestic terrorism to a foreign entity, noting that it could make prosecuting domestic extremists like Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh more difficult in the future, since they did not have connections to foreign groups. If Bill S-1220 becomes law, it would change Idaho's Terrorist Control Act for the third time since 2022. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and is considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ. Or tips at njohsp.gov.